It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Yes, it's that time again. Ready for another adventure. Ready to come along with me as I take you on an adventure, usually one that I've been on already, not all the time, but most times, one that I'm coming back from, and I'm so excited, so I want to share it with you guys. So it's that time to do that again. And this time, we're going to the Czech Republic, and in particular, a visit to Prague. Now, a lot of you probably remember the Czech Republic as being called Czechoslovakia. And that was what it was called for years and years. But after the Civil War there, its name was changed to the Czech Republic. So we're going to talk about some of the history, some of the culture, and really what's going on about the Czech Republic. But today, I'm going to focus a little bit more on Prague, because Prague is the largest city. It's like their cosmopolitan city there. It is definitely the city that you want to visit if you're going to the Czech Republic, probably the city that you would fly into, and you want to spend a little bit of time there. Actually, a lot of time, because when I tell you all of the things that I did, you're going to say, yeah, you need more than a little bit of time to get all of this in. And I'm actually not going to tell you about all of the things that you can do, because I couldn't fit it all into a show. But I had a great, fantastic time in visiting Prague. Now, let me tell you a little bit about it, because I've already said that Prague is a very historic city, and it is filled with a lot of striking architecture and structures, which really have survived the millennium. These structures have been around for thousands of years. And the reason why is because the city is kind of a magical, blessed city, a lot of people say, that it has really escaped the destruction through the years of things like wars and just the destruction of time, that time takes on buildings and structures. So Prague has really, really lasted through the years. And some will say, as I mentioned, that, you know, it's magical, or that the stars have something to do with it, because scientists and astronomers and people like that have always been very, very curious about Prague, and have a lot of history and a lot of things that they kind of relay as the reason why the city has been spared in so many cases where other European cities were not. But I like to think that it's just the wonderful, beautiful people there. It is just a very special place. Whether it's magical or whether there's something else going on, I don't know. But I know that I had a great time there and was able to see a lot. Because if you're like me, I like to visit historical places that you've read about or heard about. Definitely Prague is that place. And it's no mistaking that the architecture there, which has stood the test of time, still stands very tall, very proud, continuing to fascinate tourists as they come. And it's a great experience for tourists as well. Even if you're not a person who's into architecture, you can definitely admire the buildings that are there. It just makes it really one of the cities in Europe that is considered the most beautiful city in Europe. And I would agree with that. But now let's jump in a little bit more, because I want to tell you some of the things that I experienced. Prague is really one of these cities that you can walk around. It's definitely a walking city, so you can just walk and do tours. And one of the things that I found really interesting was a visit to the center of what is called Old Town. And that area has an old town hall, which is famous for being at one time, it was actually the town hall, but now it is famous for Prague's astronomical clock. And people gather there to actually see the figures as they come out periodically through the day. Now, it doesn't happen all day long, so you got to get the timing right, and you have to get there early, because when I say people gather, people gather. There are a lot of people that are coming to see it. And part of seeing what's going on there at the clock is also watching the people as they kind of position themselves or are jockeying for space so that they can get the perfect picture, because it definitely is one of those Instagrammable moments. So you do want to get that. You do want to get that picture. Now, another thing too that I found really, really a cool thing to do while I was in Prague was a stroll along the spectacular Charles Bridge. It has these Gothic towers on both ends of the bridge, and it's a way to relax and just kind of walk and see the city, because you really can see an expansive view of the city as you're walking across the bridge. But what's also fascinating about it is as you're walking across, there are all of these sculptures and figures that are along the bridge that represent royalty as well as religious figures, that you can stop at a spot, rub your hand on the sculpture, on the figures there, and the bridge gives you some well wishes and some blessings. So I think that's pretty cool too. So you can get those as well. But I will say that bridge is also very romantic. Now, early in the morning is especially nice because the sunlight just comes in and it reflects like really beautiful against the cobblestones that are there on the bridge. And those Baroque statues, they are really stunning as well in that lighting. And the bridge also has these lamps that are situated along the bridge that are glowing. So it just creates this really, really beautiful romantic feeling. So if you're there with your honey, you definitely want to go by and check that out and go for sunrise and check it out. I would actually say maybe go and check it out several times throughout the day, because during the day, there are a lot of different experiences that you can gather while you're walking across the bridge there. Now, speaking of Baroque, the Church of St. Nicholas is located in the Lesser Town, which is another area there in Prague, and it is considered one of the most beautiful Baroque churches there in Prague. So you definitely want to go and get a picture of that. Actually, the city is known for all of the different towers that are around the city. They are known for that, and it's definitely called the City of 100 Spires because of all of the different churches and castles that are located around the city. Now, another thing also that I really like about Prague, too, is that if you're into like the historic things of going to castles and wanting to check those out, the Prague Castle is another one of the sites that you want to put on your list. It is the largest in the world. It is really one of those spots that has a lot of things going on. So I highly recommend it as a place to spend at least half of a day, because you want to wander along the courtyards, explore the gardens because they're very beautiful there. You want to learn a little bit more about the history of Prague and also, too, the history of the Czech Republic and all the things that probably took place in that castle right there. All of the Czech kings and the emperors and the presidents who have for thousands of years called that place the place where they go and take care of business and live there as well. So, yes, 1,000 years. I did say that. Thousand years. A long time, right? I mean, when you think about America, some of our history, some of our buildings, you would really have to search to find something that old. And it stands proud right there in Prague. So definitely put that on your list to check out as well. Now, some of you may have heard about this, but there is something called the John Lennon Wall in Prague. And it was once just a normal wall. Well, you know, just a regular wall, nothing going on with it. But the wall is now filled with John Lennon graffiti and a drawing of John Lennon himself and the words, "All You Need Is Love," the lyrics from one of his songs. And it is definitely an Instagrammable moment. And when I say that, I'm not the only one saying it, because when I went, there were so many people there posing to get their Instagram shots. Everyone from couples and friends and tourists, local people. I even saw a couple that was planning to get married that was there taking a picture in front of the wall as well. Now, it's located on Malastrana, and that is near the French embassy. And you may ask, why? Why is it there? Well, Lennon was a hero to the youth of Central and Eastern Europe during the totalitarian era, when the Western songs were banned by the communist authorities. They banned those songs. And people loved all of the John Lennon songs because they represented freedom. But, of course, the authorities didn't like them for that very reason, because they were representing freedom. So during the night, people would slip over and write on the wall, which is located in an area that's not super public, so they could do that. They could kind of slip in there and write things on the wall. First, they were writing really lyrics to his song, but now, today, what you'll see is that people are writing things that are their own thoughts, their own feelings. So a visit to the wall is definitely one that you want to check out. If you look at my Facebook page, you'll see a picture of it. And the Facebook page, of course, is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, we've come down to the end of this segment, but when we come back, I want to share with you something really cool that I did when I was in Prague. I'm so proud of myself with this one. So I'll tell you all about it and also share a conversation that I had as well with some of the folks there in Prague. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So you guys sit tight. We'll be back in a moment.